Welcome, everyone, and thanks for being with me this next hour. You are listening to Everyday Astrology with C.A. Brooks on Transcendental Tuesdays here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way we listen to the world. And this is December 19th, 2023. And this is our last live show of the year of 2023. We're going to take a couple of weeks off here on 1-2 Radio, at least off in terms of having live shows. We will still, of course, have all those encores and we'll have programming, but it will be encore. So it'll give you the opportunity actually to catch up on some things if you want to do that. So, I mean, it won't just be blank space. There will be something there, but we are going to take those 2 weeks. But I also will assure you, we're coming back the week of January 8th, and what we're going to have, of course, is what our tradition is, which is to do those prediction shows. Now, you know, I'm not sure exactly what that's going to look like this year. I don't know if we're going to do like one whole day and just like do 4 and 5 or 8 hours of it, or if we're going to spread it out through that week. I'm not sure what it's going to look like, but we are going to have something. So please make sure that you are on Mark Husson's mailing list. You know, he doesn't send out a whole lot of stuff, but he has a mailing list, you know, for his show. He has one for the Power Peak and he has one for the radio. So just make sure that you're signed up for those and you'll get a quick email letting you know, what we're going to do and when. And if you're not on those lists, there's an easy way to do it. Go to 12listen.com and you'll see that there are links to sign up for some of those. And there again, you know, Mark's not going to sell them. He's not going to just, you know, fill your inbox with stuff. So don't worry about that. He's just going to let you know what's going on. Now, I would also encourage you, if you do not read Mark's Power Peak, I would really encourage you to check that out. And there again, you can sign up for it on 12listen.com. You just hit the link. It's a newsletter that comes out every Saturday night, digital, you know, electronic newsletter. And it has various articles in it, including mine, which is called The Week Ahead. And it'll tell you where the moon is every single day, or is there something astrologically going on? So if you want to know that without kind of looking at your own astrology calendar, I would encourage you to read that and to just keep checking it out. And of course, I have brilliant colleagues who also write articles in that newsletter. And I just think it's so important, especially at this time of year, but it's always important to just stay connected to, you know, souls of like mind, so to speak. You know, I know sometimes, you know, I just kind of go back and forth. In fact, many of you know, I just recently took a break. I took a vacation and I love taking vacation, of course. You know, I love sitting on the beach and just, you know, watching the waves and swimming and relaxing. But I so missed some of the work that I do. I mean, I truly did. And I found this was the first time I was on vacation when I really wanted to get back home. And when I'm sitting at my desk, I remember some of those first few days I was sitting at my desk and I was working with some clients and doing some writing and, you know, looking at astrology. In fact, I remember looking up an astrology chart for somebody who'd been in the news and something going on. I said, oh, I got to see what's going on in their chart. And I just kind of laugh because I'm sitting here at my desk just going, I love this. I mean, this makes me feel like me. This feels normal to me, and it just felt wonderful to be back at it. And I remember just looking at the astrology software and going, I missed you, you know? I just really miss doing this. So that is a long way of also saying to you, I know that during these holidays, you know, we can just get so packed up with stuff. You know, we got to make the cookies. We got to make the candy. We got to deliver this. We've got to, you know, say hello to that person or drop into that house or whatever it is that you do. We just get all clogged up with the shoulds. And I just want to encourage you, if you take only one message away from this hour today, I want it to be that you don't have to do it all. You know, just like let yourself off the hook. Christmas, the holidays, Hanukkah, whatever it is that you celebrate, it doesn't have to be a burden. And if you find yourself in that space, you know, sometimes you can just kind of change the headspace. But part of it is you don't have to do it all. And really kind of look at what are the things that you are laying on yourself. Like to have a happy holiday, I must do the following. And, you know, just let them go. I mean, is the world going to fall apart because you don't do it? I mean, in fact, a silly example is I love holiday movies. You know, I mean, I'm a Pisces. What can I say? I love movies. And there's some classics, and that's how they feel to me. You know, It's a Wonderful Life, White Christmas, and a number of others. And I remember when I was younger, you know, of course, there wasn't Netflix and all of that. So you kind of had to watch it just when it came on. And of course, that's when they usually came on Christmas Eve or right around the holiday. And I remember if I didn't get to see them, I was really disappointed. Because it just wasn't Christmas if I didn't get to see my list of movies. Now, I think that is just totally silly. I truly do. And as an adult, I can look at that and go, really? You know, you got disappointed. You ruined some of the moments just because you couldn't see a movie on TV. But I find myself even now just going, oh, I really want to see this and I really want to experience that. And just saying, okay, well, maybe you can, listen to that in the background as you're doing something else, as you're wrapping gifts or whatever. But I just, really, CA, what's going to happen if you don't get to see your movie? What's going to happen if you don't do the following? If you don't make peanut brittle or if you don't make all the cookies, what's going to happen? Is the world going to fall apart? And I recognize that, of course, there's lots of family responsibilities, but ultimately, we're laying a lot of the pressure on ourselves. So that's what I want you to take away is just like, you know what? You don't have to do it all. You don't have to do it all. And you can kind of reevaluate your priorities in the moment. And especially as an astrologer, I am impressed with the last 2 weeks of this month. I feel like I continually get that message that this is about pacing ourselves and that it's not about pushing the river. It's not about hurrying up and doing something. And in fact, if anything, I feel like it's a very slow kind of evolutionary thing. We've got a number of planets that have been moving retrograde, and guess what? Three of them are going to go direct in the next couple of weeks, including Mercury, which will go direct on January 1st. So, see, some of those are messages that just slow down, smell the coffee or the roses, whatever you want to smell, maybe it's hot chocolate. Just slow down and take each experience. And don't push yourself to meet a particular deadline. Like, even if it is like, it has to be for this particular holiday, or I have to have this done by the new year. You know what? Really, just let yourself off the hook a little bit. You're going to pick up the pace, and I promise we are going to pick up the pace. As I look at the new year and some of the things going on, even on New Year's Day, I'm going, wow, all that earth energy is swooping in. And it's going to get, it's going to light a fire, so to speak. Even though it's Earth, it's going to light a fire, and we're going to start moving forward on some things that we want to move forward on. But for now, honor yourself. If you're tired or you just can't do one more thing, then don't do one more thing. And it's kind of funny, as I was preparing this show, as much as I love having a couple of weeks off so that I can really focus on, the holidays and on One to Listen. I'm going to be on One to Listen during the next 2 weeks. So if you would like, a scheduled call or you just want to connect with me, I'm going to be there because that, truthfully, my work is one of my loves. And so I am going to be there. But I'm also looking forward to taking the radio break and being able to work on the prediction show. That will be fun. But as I was preparing this show, you know what I do? Of course, I'm looking, going, oh, we got to talk about this, and we can't not talk about that. So I'm looking 3 weeks ahead, going, you got to tell them this, you got to tell them this. And I was finding myself getting into, and it wasn't feeling bad, but I was like, oh my God, how am I going to say all of those things or mention all of those things in a 55-minute show? And of course, the answer is there's no way possible, right? And so, even if you find me starting to speed up and go, and this and this and this, you get in the chat room over on Facebook and say, CA, stop, just lay off a little bit. But that to me was really the message too. It's like, you know what? You don't have to do it all. Can you just trust the process a little bit and just go with it? Right? Can you just go with this and trust the process? So, of course, I've got 1,000 notes and many things that I'd like to let you know that are going on, but we're just going to cover what we can. And I hope that everybody will hear something that is pertinent to them. But, you know, even I'm just going, okay, just take it. Take it slow. Take it one thing at a time. And don't try to just rush everything or to kind of slight it because you're not giving it enough attention. Now, of course, when it comes to astrology, though, there are so many things. And, you know, in the next couple of weeks, there's a lot going on. So once again, I hope that you will read the Power Peak. And so that you will, you know, if you want to know some of the astrological things that are going on, I hope that you'll look at it. But, you know, there again, even if you don't, so what? You know, I love that. So what? What if you don't? That's okay. So let's just go ahead and get started and look at some of the things that are happening. Now, first, I'm going to just do a quick overview because these are some of the things. And if, you know, if some of these pop out to you, then you may want to make sure that you're reading the Power Peak for that particular week, for that day. But we do have planets that are changing signs. And the big one, of course, is the Sun entering Capricorn on Thursday the 21st, just a couple of days from now. We've got the winter solstice. So that's a pretty big deal, especially when you think about the Sun entering Capricorn. That's one of the cardinal signs, and it is the solstice. So this is really the change of seasons, not just a solar cycle. So it has a little more weightiness to it when we change, you know, and move into a new astrological quarter. We also have Mercury going back into Sagittarius on Friday the 22nd. Now, of course, because it's retrograding, and it's retrograding in Capricorn, so it's going to go, hey, wait a minute, there's something back in Sag that I want to pick up a little bit. And of course, Sag is the philosophical sign. It's the sign of truth. So maybe you want to revisit, you know, a conversation, or you want to revisit something that's been going on. So that Mercury moving back into Sagittarius is also going to make things maybe a little more lighthearted, you know, because Sagittarius is very optimistic. It's a fire sign. And Mercury, maybe we're going to be talking faster. You know, it's fire. We also have Venus, the planet of love and finances and values. It's going to be entering Sagittarius. It's going to leave Scorpio, which has been a very deep and very thoughtful kind of energy, very passionate energy. Well, it's going to move into Sagittarius on the 29th of December. So that's going to be right before the new year. And that is a very lighthearted energy, too. And all I can think of, and we'll talk about some of these things, there is some really loving, romantic energy going on over the holidays. But when Venus moves into Sagittarius, that may be when people say, well, you know what? I still want to lighten up a little bit, you know, and people will be focusing a little bit more on their freedom and how they can be going in the same direction rather than just looking at each other. So we'll see how much of that we can talk about. And then Mars, which is the planet of action, but it's also the planet of sexuality. But Mars is going to move into Capricorn on Thursday, January 4th. So that's going to be an important thing. And that's one of those indicators or those markers that make me think, yeah, guys, don't worry. If you're taking it easy over the holidays, or, you know, you kind of got this to-do list and you feel like you're not checking it off, I say, you know, no worries. Because when Mars goes into Capricorn, we're going to find kind of a renewed purpose and new energy to just really start moving forward in that earth sign. So don't worry, you're not going to hit the ground running, so to speak, on January 1st. But we have this steady energy with Capricorn at the helm for several of the planets, and that's going to be very positive in the new year. Now, we also, I promised you, we have some of those planets. We've had so many planets retrograde. And by the way, that's pretty typical in the late summer and fall. It's just the pattern of it. Remember that retrogrades really are nothing more than optical illusions. And they have to do with the Earth and its speed moving around the sun and the other planets and what they look like to us. That's what it's about. So it's typical that we have a lot of planets retrograding in the late summer and fall. So now, of course, what happens is sequentially they're starting to go forward again. Things are starting to move, which is another indication that, you know, let's give ourselves just a little bit of break in the next couple of weeks. We're going to have all these planets moving direct again. So let's just like relax into it. What are some of the messages that maybe are still out there for us? Let's just grab onto those messages. So planets moving direct, Chiron is actually an asteroid, but it's going to be moving direct in Aries on Tuesday, December 26th. Jupiter, now that's a big one. Jupiter's going to move direct on Saturday, December 30th. And I think that's a wonderful omen for the new year because Jupiter is the planet. We were talking about Sag earlier. Jupiter rules Sag. And it's about how we put the pieces of the patterns together. So when Jupiter is moving retrograde, it gives us the opportunity to look at some of the patterns in our lives. You know, whether it's a pattern of a belief that we have, or it's a pattern of the way we do things. And by the way, that may be also why I'm feeling, especially now, it's like, don't try to just do everything. You know, it's okay to look at the process and say, maybe there's another way to do this. So Jupiter direct in Taurus on December 30th is saying, okay, guys, you've seen some things. I've let you, you know, go inward for a while. In fact, for a long while, like 4 months or something. And now we're going to start putting the pieces back together. So something that maybe didn't seem totally clear in 2023. Or something that you think, I want this to move in a new direction. Well, guess what? Jupiter's going to help us see what the new story is, what the new pattern looks like. That's what we're going to start doing with Jupiter moving direct. And of course, one of everybody's favorite, Mercury is going to move direct on New Year's Day. So there again, you know, our thinking is going to be a little bit different, or we're going to, you know, people are going to like that. It's a wonderful omen on New Year's Day that Mercury is moving direct. And we also have a full moon coming up. We got to, you know, because we have a full moon once a month, right? So that's going to be in Cancer, 5 degrees of Cancer, on Tuesday, December 26th. So see, we're going to have that too. And then, of course, there's a number of other good things going on. I call them special events, you know, like with the Sun, you know, trining Jupiter. We're going to love that. That's going to be on December 27th. Now, remember, you don't have to know all these dates. Just know that some great things are coming up. And please read the Power Peak if you want to kind of keep track of everything going on. So as we move into this week, I am going to highlight a little bit of that winter solstice because I think it's important. It is a new, you know, it's a new quarter, astrologically speaking. And I'm going to throw out, in some cases, just some things to hang on to or what it feels like to me. And there again, if those messages are applicable, take them. If they're not, that's okay. But as I look at this next quarter, you know, astrologically speaking, and that's, you know, this is the quarter until the Sun moves into Aries, which will be in March. Well, to me, this is a time, especially during the holidays, but just in general, this quarter is about really getting connected to what makes us feel happy. And I'm not putting it out there of like, oh, you know, if this doesn't make me happy, I'm not going to do it. But I think what I'm saying, maybe instead of happy, it should be content or inspired. You know, what is it that makes you feel like you, or what makes you feel like you're in alignment with a higher purpose? And that's a big deal, big, big deal. We're going to be talking about that. You know, what makes you feel that you're connected? And so really focus on those things. So there again, if you're trying to make some choices, you know, in the next few days or in the next few weeks, you know, choose those things that feel like they're the most meaningful, you know. And there again, if you're a person who likes to meditate or you like to journal or you have some grounding technique that you do, don't put it on the shelf right now because you say, I'm just too busy. This is the time when you really need it. So it is that idea of don't forget to connect with whatever makes you feel like you're in the flow. Because it's when we get disconnected that we're really not knowing what to do or how to make decisions, etc. In fact, that was another thing that I was really thinking about, is that so often, you know, I think in an ideal world, we wouldn't have any shoulds. Like, this is the way to be loving. This is the way to be caring. This is the way to be forgiving. This is the way. There is no way. The best thing, I think, is to be connected, to be connected to whatever you want to call it. Is it God? Is it a divine source? Is it the universe? Call it whatever you want. But being connected, in a sense, with a universal source of either knowledge or expertise or love. And I would prefer that instead of looking to myself and saying, okay, what do you need to do? I want to say, you know what? How can I be connected? How can I let that energy flow through me? And I've mentioned this before, but I'm going to mention it again. I think, in a sense, this is a little trick. But it's not a trick in the way of, you know, a sleight of hand. And that is, sometimes when I'm literally, you know, and why I have to get frustrated before I remember it is beyond me. But, you know, I don't know how to do something. And it could be physical. You know, it's like, I don't know how to fix this. I don't know how to do this. I don't know what to do. Or I don't know how to be loving in this situation. I don't know. And that's the best thing. And so what I say to myself is, if you did know the answer, what would it be? And that is a trick. It is magic. And the reason it's magic, I believe, is because we get ourselves out of the way. Instead of thinking we do know it all, we recognize that, you know, we are connected to a universal source in a sense of oneness. So in this moment, instead of talking to you and saying, what can I do for you? What can I, you know, me deciding what you need, or me deciding, you know, what the refrigerator needs, or whatever it is, just saying, if I knew what the answer was, what would it be? And allowing the answer to reveal itself. And I'm telling you, it has happened many, many times that the answer does come, and it comes very quickly. Or it could just be that simple thing of, you know, somebody was in pain, somebody was upset, and I really didn't know what to do. And so just getting out of the way, I may have done the simplest thing. And yet then that person, that's what that person needed in the moment, you know? And, you know, I've even had situations in public. I mean, I've got so many I could probably fill a show that are just funny. I don't know if it's my face or my demeanor or whatever, but people tend to come to me when they need help or come to me for directions or information. And sometimes it's just hysterical because I'm someplace and I'm kind of lost and they're asking me, what train do I get on or where do I go? And, you know, that kind of thing. But in those moments, I mean, that's it. Sometimes I've literally been in a place where I don't know. I haven't the faintest idea what train to get on or what, you know, where to go down the concourse or whatever. And somebody's asking me to direct them or to help them. And so I just have to say, okay, let's figure this out together. And I don't know. And so that can be whatever version of that works for you. Remember that, because it's amazing, you know, and like I said, I've even used it for technical things or, you know, mechanical things like trying to, you know, assemble something and I go, I just don't have the faintest idea how to do this, you know, and I'm driving myself crazy and I go, okay, but if you did know, what would it look like? And the minute I can get myself out of the way, it's sort of like, okay, the great handbook in the sky or whatever starts channeling through me and I go, oh, I see how that fits together. And I mean, it is a fun thing to try. So I would encourage you to remember that through the holidays as well. You know, just, you don't have to know everything. So in some ways, I'm asking you during this, and especially during the next 3 months, I guess, you know, be both the child, you know, innocent, playful. I don't know everything. You know, I'm curious. I'm open to suggestion. And also be the wise one, because it really is the wise one who can step out of the way and say, I don't know how to do this, but I know that there's somebody who does. There's a team of electricians out there, or there's a team of plumbers, or, you know, of people who know, you know, therapists or whatever, who know exactly how to handle this. So be both the child and be the wise one. Allow yourself to play many, many roles, and just remember to stay connected. So during the winter solstice, remember that it's not just a day, and it's not just the sun moving into Capricorn. It is a change of seasons in which, you know, in some ways it's dark. We go underneath. We start preparing something for the future, and which brings me to, I want to talk about Saturn You know, maybe I would hate to say Saturn is one of my favorite planets, but maybe it is, because I love the fact that Saturn is the way that we create and order and structure and organize our lives. And without those things, in a sense, we're nothing but dreamers. You know, we need tools of manifestation. And Saturn is the energy of manifestation. It's about incremental growth and progress. So that to me also aligns so much with the solstice. And of course, Saturn does rule Capricorn. But you know, after the solstice, every single day, the day gets a little bit longer. You know, the sun turns away from the path that it was on, so to speak. That's what the ancients believed, that they had convinced the sun to start coming back. So there's just by minutes, you know, the day is longer, the sunset is a little bit later. But you know, unless you're really timing it, you're not going to notice that, especially at first. It takes literally months for you to all of a sudden say, hey, look how light it is. You know, look how the days have changed. That's the way Saturn works. It works bit by bit, step by step, and prioritizing and accepting responsibility. And so it's about patience and maturity and how to turn all those dreams, how to turn lessons learned into discernment and into wisdom. So once again, we don't have to be in such a hurry. You know, Saturn's always going to tell us that. You don't have to be in such a hurry. And it's interesting to me, not only do we have this Capricorn energy kind of coming in with the winter solstice and through some of the planets, but Saturn actually connects to a number of the planets this week in important ways. And so there again, you know, it's like he's not being silent. He's really stepping up and telling us that. Take it easy, take it slow, be purposeful in your pacing at this time and always. So one of the things he's going to do is he's going to connect with retrograding Mercury on Thursday morning before the solstice that night. And see, I think that's important because he's literally saying, okay, come in here. I got some tutoring for you, Mercury. And so really, maybe that's some of those aha moments that we're going to find in our lives, you know, this week. You know, what's going on? And then it's interesting because on Sunday, you know, Christmas Eve, Saturn is also going to connect with the sun. And so once again, I think it's saying, live on purpose. You know, what are your intentions? What is this for? Why are you doing some of the things that you're doing? And by the way, I'm not throwing out these questions to make you crazy. I'm just saying, listen to that. You know, sometimes do we find ourselves just getting into either a rut, or we find ourselves getting into some kind of a weird place because we're just running around, you know, like chickens with our heads off, so to speak, and not really doing anything with purpose, you know, with an intention. We're just, well, I've always done it this way, so I guess I'll do it that way now, right? I mean, that's sort of the thinking. So that's what Saturn is saying, do it on purpose. Now, another thing I'm going to throw out, and it's kind of extraneous, but not really. What we have this, you know, at this time, actually for the next couple of years, is Saturn is moving through Pisces. So in some ways, we can't lose sight of that either. This is a planet that we think of as very earthy. You know, it's the sea goat, you know, the Capricorn energy of Saturn. But Saturn right now is going through Pisces. And Pisces is receptive, sensitive, emotional, creative, and imaginative energy. To me, Pisces is the sign, more than any other, that is the embodiment of, I can't say that word, but you get it, embodiment of the idea we really are one. That we have these superficial differences in form, but where it really counts, we're one. And so when I think of Saturn in Pisces, I feel like, you know, he always has that mantra of, what are you doing? What's your purpose? But I think what he's whispering right now is, we're better together. We're better together. And there again, sometimes we don't know exactly what that means. We may not know exactly what it looks like. But maybe that's what you ask yourself is, you know, in a sense, by the way, I also think that's not just from person to person. we're better together. But I think it's saying within yourself, that small child within yourself, all those personalities, your child, your teenager, your 20-something, you know, wherever you are in life, we're better together when we honor all those places that we've been, all those stages that we have gone through, that we don't dismiss any of them because we can see how each one has built the personality that we are, or built the person that we are by listening to those lessons, listening to those voices. So I feel like there again, it kind of brings in the child and then the old wise one, because we can be playful. We can honor that energy while also honoring the wise person, the person who's learned some lessons. So we're better together when we integrate within ourselves and we don't isolate, separate off a part of ourselves and say, I don't like that. I don't love that. Well, maybe we don't so much, but we're better together. Maybe there's a reason for that, or maybe there's a way that we can use it. So Saturn helps us with internal integration, but it also helps us with integrity in the world with other people. So when you hear those whispers, what's your plan? What's your purpose? What's it for? That is Saturn, the planet, but moving often through the sign of Capricorn, like the sun in Capricorn, you know, and the winter season in general, you know, hoping that we'll be intentional, but also hopeful and playful. So don't forget that idea of, if I knew what my passion was, if I knew my purpose, if I knew my mission, if I knew how to be forgiving and how to love in this moment, what would it look like? What would it feel like? And just trust, because when you say, I don't know, and you allow yourself to connect with a bigger, you know, more magnanimous source, you're going to find it. You're going to hear it. All right, so let's move away into Mercury and Sagittarius. And we're not going to talk about that a lot, but I want you to know it is moving back. You know, that retrograding Mercury is going back into Sagittarius. So one of the things that tells me is that it's asking us to reconnect with something. Maybe reconnect with a tradition in our life, or reconnect with something with a new purpose. And see, there again, you kind of combine the Saturn and the Capricorn with the idea of Mercury moving back into Sagittarius. Maybe it's saying, you know what? Maybe there's a new purpose for doing this tradition. The tradition doesn't change. You know, maybe you say, I simply do this because it meant something to somebody else. This is my way of connecting to my grandparents. This is my way of connecting to my family. Because once again, you know, don't you find yourself sometimes, you know, like before when I said connect with what makes you happy. Well, I can easily go, oh, I am so over the lights, or I'm so over this, that, or the other thing. But, you know, is it a way of connecting? Is it a way of, you know, maybe you can give it a new purpose in your life. Why are you doing it? Not because it brings you ultimate joy, but because spending time with those people brings you the connection and the joy that you want. So, you know, think about that. And remember, don't push the river. Please, you know, just don't overburden yourself. Even with all this stuff I'm telling you, you know, I could almost see somebody writing frantically, got to remember all these things. No, you don't. You just need to trust yourself. Okay? Just trust yourself in the moment. And what does it look like? What does it feel like? What do you want it to be? Now, when we get to Christmas Eve, which is Sunday, December 24th, there's several things going on that I want you to know. One is that Sun in Capricorn is sextile Saturn in Pisces. And I love that because in some ways I think it brings out the best in both worlds. So, you know, whether you're naturally this person or not, you know what? This energy is patient and mature and disciplined with willpower and balance. It's about responsibility and being loyal and humble. So, you know what? There is kind of a natural energy that we can draw into, especially if things get a little chaotic, right? Because we can pull into that. And remember, the Sun in Capricorn is hooked up with, or it's sextile. That's a very positive, harmonizing connection with Saturn. So we can, you know, we can pull in those things of being both, you know, grounded and responsible, but doing it with love, doing it with confidence and integrity, doing it with purpose. You know, we can kind of organize our day or our activities around a central principle. And there again, the central principle maybe is nothing more than, I want this to be an easy day. I want this to be a comfortable day. I want to connect in a genuine way. You know, you can decide what that central principle is. Then when we go into the following week, like on Christmas Day, we also have some special things, including on Christmas Day, Venus in Scorpio. Venus, the planet of values, is going to be trine Neptune in Pisces. And I want you to know this truly is when Venus is trine Neptune, it is considered to be one of the sweetest, most romantic, and gentle of all the aspects that the planets make. It does, of course, favor creativity and imagination and harmony and getting along with others. But it's also, this is sort of like if you were looking for something that truly could be called soulmate energy, this is it. So it does bode well for getting, you know, for having the relationships that you want, but also getting the presents that you want, because it's Venus, right? Because this is an energy when we feel blessed, when we feel connected, when we feel like, oh, this is exactly where I'm supposed to be. And truly, people born with this aspect in their charts, when they have Venus and Neptune connected through a trine, often these are the people that are talking about soulmates. They are talking about the perfect true love and the perfect companion. And in fact, I remember one astrologer writing about people with this aspect said something like, yeah, these are the people that, until they really experience that in their life, this sense of true connection with someone, they just see life as some kind of a torture. You know, being alone, not finding that soulmate is just like unbearable to them, because it just says that life can be this way. Now, you might argue about whether or not there really are soulmates or how that works or anything else, but what I'm telling you is this is a sweet energy that is soulmate energy. Now, I don't want to build your expectations and say, okay, you're getting the diamond ring that you want, or somehow all of your relationships are going to work out. But I'll tell you what, this is a really sweet energy for Christmas Day. You know, truly, it is. So just kind of keep that in mind. And maybe it is just that sense of being kissed with a blessing. You know, maybe it's not the perfect present that you wanted. But you know, the other thing is, maybe something that you get as a present that you didn't even know you wanted is something that's perfect. Or maybe something that happens or a person that you connect with on that day is exactly what you needed to have happen. So, you know, think about that. We are being blessed. We are being, you know, literally kissed with Venus trine Neptune. So just think about that. You know, it's a wonderful thing. All right, enough of that, but it's sweet. So just soak it up a little bit in whatever way feels good to you. All right, now on Tuesday, the day after Christmas, we have a couple of things going on then too that are pretty important that I want you to pay attention to. And here again, it'll be in the power peak. But we have a full moon on that day in Cancer. So, you know, there again, you can pull out your charts now. It's like it for Cancer, but 58 minutes, which literally means it's 5 Cancer. So I'm just going to go ahead and say it's at 5 Cancer. That full moon is at 4:33 p.m., so it's late afternoon Pacific time. So it's great for everybody in the rest of the country. Boy, that full moon is going to just be incredible that night. But this full moon also, it has some really interesting qualities, including the sun. You know, it benefits from the fact that the sun is moving into a trine with Jupiter, which is once again a lucky, blessed kind of energy. So this lunar cycle has that going on, you know, and remember that Jupiter is going to be moving direct, you know, just a couple of days after this full moon. So we've got this Jupiter kind of sitting almost still in this full moon. Then we also have the moon and sun in good aspect as Saturn. So there again, it just feels to me like, by the way, this full moon, though, I think in Cancer, this can be one of the wilder, emotional, expressive kind of moons, because the moon rules Cancer. So if there's ever a time when emotion really hits its peak, I mean, think about some of those wild waves on the ocean, it can be when there's a full moon in Cancer. So, you know, some of the things that could be happening is maybe there is a letdown the day after Christmas, or maybe there is, like, you know, some people feel like, oh, the magic is all gone. Well, the full moon is there. And it is wild emotionally. It truly can be. But then again, there's some really wonderful things, like that Saturn, you know, sextile and trine to the moon and the sun. Okay? So there's a stabilizing force there. But we also are still under the influence somewhat of that Venus trine Neptune from Christmas Day. But the other thing we got building that is coming is Mercury and Mars are 2 degrees apart in Sagittarius. So I think what we're going to begin to see on that day and then moving forward is people getting a lot more verbal about what they want or what they think or about what their personal philosophies are, their aspirations. Because anytime you take the planet of communication with the planet of action and willpower, you know, you got somebody speaking loudly, speaking vehemently or adamantly, right? And or at least that's their thinking. That's what they're wanting to do. So we got that starting to build. And then we also, by the way, though, what we've got on the day, you know, during that full moon on Tuesday, we have Mercury, that planet of communication. Not only is it close to Mars, but it's actually square Neptune. Now, I mention that and I say it that way because I kind of consider this trouble in paradise energy. And why? Because Mercury, when it's square, I mean, you want Mercury to be clear because it's thinking and communication. And Neptune is anything but clear. It's the non-material. It's the spiritual. It's the imagination and creativity. And so that can be very, very positive, but it can also be somebody who all of a sudden their fantasies are not coming true, or something they believed or they're building up in their heads, in their minds, just isn't true. That is Mercury square Neptune. So all I'd say is try to kind of create a soft landing for that day of the full moon and for that kind of energy. Because, you know, there are going to be some people, maybe they misunderstood something or they misunderstand something on that day. Or maybe they're just not able to communicate what's in their hearts. Now, another thing that happens that day, Chiron goes direct in Aries. So it does say, hey, I'm not playing victim anymore. I'm dusting myself off and I'm getting back out there. You know, Chiron is the wounded healer and it's moving direct. So it says, you know what? I was believing some things about myself. They're just not true, and I'm not going that way anymore. So that's a very positive that Chiron goes direct. Now, when we get to Wednesday, December 27th, we also got some stuff going on that is wonderful, including that Sun in Capricorn. This is the day that it's actually perfectly trine Jupiter in Taurus. And once again, this is an aspect where we feel blessed, where we feel connected. Like, you might consider unwavering faith in whatever it is you have faith in, whether it's a higher purpose or the divine. It's an aspect when we feel generous and cheerful. This is also a day when we have Mercury in Sag. This is the day it comes into that perfect alignment or conjunction with Mars. So we've got this really blessed feeling, but we also have this very mentally, maybe verbally aggressive kind of energy on out there, you know? And so there's no holding back. We're direct and outspoken. But the great thing about this day is, like, let's say you're trying to solve a problem or you're trying to solve a puzzle. Well, guess what? You got Mars and Mercury working together. We are sharp, we're productive, and we're coming up with the answers. Now, another thing about this energy, though, is it wants to succeed in getting what it wants at any cost. And I emphasize that last one because sometimes, you know, how we can just all of a sudden become, or at least, okay, I'm projecting, we can become verbal bullies, right? And if I just speak louder, or if I speak with more intention, or if I'm, you know, really, really into this, then you're going to believe me, or you're going to do what I say, or you're going to go this direction. So I'd say, you know what, if you're that person, or if you're feeling bullied, just remember that Mercury is conjunct Mars. This is an energy when people are going to be very, very forceful, about their opinions or about what they think or about the way they think something should be. So we do individually need to think, at what cost? At what cost are we pushing our opinion? Is that what we want to do? Now, you know, a lot of people think it's life and death, you know? Whether it's politics or it's something personal, you think it's life and death if people agree with you or don't agree with you. Well, you might just want to say to yourself, at what cost am I pushing this? But just also, you can sit back and just kind of, I'm not going to say laugh, but you can sit back and just go, wow, look at all these demonstrations of Mercury and Mars together. They're forceful, because this does make really great speakers. Very, you know, persuasive public speakers. That's that kind of energy. Okay, now, when we get to Thursday after Christmas, December 28th, this is where we're going to have some conflicting energies when it comes to love and romance. So we have that really wonderful alignment between Venus and Neptune, right? So maybe you did meet your soulmate, or maybe you feel totally in alignment, and like all of a sudden it's like, okay, I know what's happening in my life, and I know what's happening in this relationship. Well, then on Thursday, we got this conflict thing going on, because what we have is Venus in Scorpio is sextile Pluto in Capricorn. Positive, positive aspect for love and romance. You know, we're feeling loyal and devoted and responsible and resourceful. And this aspect makes people capable, or really draws them into the ability to be intimate. You know, like all of a sudden they really are sharing what's really important. And we find that people have this unbelievable kind of profound effect on our lives. Because remember, Pluto is about transition and transformation. So all of a sudden, somebody we meet or some relationship we realize is really a source of growth in our lives. But on that same day, we have Mars in Sagittarius square Neptune. So once again, whenever a planet is square Neptune, you have to look and say, okay, so the material or what we think is reality is meeting the non-material side of life. So this square, all of a sudden, everybody was so sure of everything they were saying the day before, right? Because Mercury and Mars were together. Well, now Mars is feeling insecure. Mars is going, maybe my confidence level isn't exactly where I needed it to be. Or maybe I'm not so sure. So Mars square Neptune on Thursday makes us a little more sensitive to criticism and disapproval. You know, imagination is in high gear, though, by the way. That's the one thing. So if we're having an issue, we might be able to imagine how to get out of a situation or imagine a different ending to a situation. But just recognize that we're feeling a little more sensitive, a little more vulnerable, maybe even gullible. So this maybe isn't the time to go out and put yourself in a position of making an important decision if you're feeling, like, especially if you're feeling kind of bullied, or let's say you did feel bullied the day before. Well, then on Thursday, maybe you can pull back and say, you know what? I'm just not so sure. I'm not willing to go this direction. So recognize you're a little more sensitive. So if you find that you're wanting to just say yes to get somebody to quit saying something to you, you know, just like, I just want this to be over, just be careful. You know, just pull back a little bit, but also know that other people, they're not feeling so secure. So maybe this is the time that you can kind of poke holes in whatever their argument is and say, hey, wait a minute, you know, I'm not so sure of that. So just recognize, for all the confidence that we had maybe a day or two before, not so much on Thursday. I mean, but then again, there's going to be those aha moments because of Venus sextile Pluto. It's going to say, this is what's really going on. This is reality. Then on Friday, Venus, that's when she changes signs. That's when she moves into Sagittarius on Friday, December 29th. So, you know, there again, you know what we're going to feel, even if we're feeling very committed and loyal and faithful in our relationships? Well, now we're actually going to go, hey, I want a little bit of freedom, because I'm moving away from that Scorpio depth, and we have to be, you know, literally joined at the hip. We have to be two soulmates together. Venus and Sagittarius says, hey, I'm up for a little bit of adventure. I don't want to be so tied down. So if somebody's talking about freedom, if they're talking about yearning for a little more freedom in their life or a little more adventure, or maybe they're asking for some truth seeking, See, that can be Sagittarius as well, but that's a lighthearted energy that's going to take us into that weekend when we celebrate the new year. Then Saturday, December 30th is when Jupiter goes direct. So once again, that's when we're going to start finding incrementally, but we're going to start finding, hey, it's time to put those puzzle pieces back together. Let's start telling some new stories. And how important is that in our lives? Telling some new stories instead of telling the old ones over and over and over. You know, are you ready for some new stories? Well, Jupiter's ready for some, going direct on December 30th. And then on Monday, January 1st, Happy New Year, Mercury goes direct. So in some ways I want to say, do I need to say more? People usually love that. But one other thing that I would point out that I am really looking forward to that I think is so positive, if we do a New Year chart, and of course that's probably something we'll be talking about on this show in the new year, or maybe I'll put it in my prediction show. Well, there's a grand trine in Earth at the moment of the new year. The moon is in Virgo, industrious, Earth sign. The sun is in Capricorn, Earth sign. Jupiter is in Taurus, and now, of course, it's moving forward. So we've got this incredible Earth trine, which when I told you, don't worry, things are going to pick up. We are going to start moving forward. It will be incremental. It's not going to just be this blast, I don't think. But in any case, we have got a grand trine in Earth in the chart of the new year, which I consider wonderful. And as we kind of leave it, I'm also going to mention that the moon, the Virgo moon on New Year's Day, is called the Weaver by Raven Caldera. And this is a wonderful, in fact, it may be my favorite of the Virgo moon phases, because it's about creativity that is expressed through the quality of perfection. And what I mean, this is where we get so lost in something that we love to do, that we do it over and over and over because we want to perfect it. We want to be the expert. We want to be the craftsman. We want to be the person who, you know, it may be repetitive labor, but it's a labor of love. You know, it becomes like a meditation to us. You know, it's like our gift to the world. The process is important. And so I love that. And maybe it's just because, like in my own life with astrology and tarot, you know, it's the hours and the days and the years of study that all add up. And it never feels like wasted time. It's like, I, you know, it's just a joy. There are things in our lives that become a joy, and we can do them over and over and over again. So I think that's a really good omen for 2024, that the Virgo moon just says, yeah, choose something that you're passionate about. You know, take your creativity and make it yours. You be the person known for this particular expression, and then serve the world. Do it publicly. So that's going to be wonderful, wonderful energy. And just one last thing, and that is on Thursday, January 4th, because we won't be back on the air yet, but it will be in the Power Peak. Mars goes into Capricorn. So Mars says, okay, I'm heading with you, Grand Trine in Earth. I want to be hardworking. I want to be devoted and dedicated and purposeful. So, you know, it may take us a few days after the new year to really start getting something going, but we will, you know, by Thursday, January 4th, we're ready to go with Mars into Capricorn. So that's the show for today. Thank you so much for joining me. And I will admit, I've gone to the chat room a couple of times and I am not using this right because I can't pull, I'm not pulling it up correctly. So I am going to try to do that after the show and see what your comments are, because I know there are comments there. I just can't see them for whatever reason. So I need to ask myself, if I did know how to work Facebook, how would it be? And then I'm sure I'll figure it out. So everybody, I just want to say thank you so, so much for joining me today and for really allowing me to do something that I absolutely love and feel connected to you. I can't tell you how much this means to me, to just feel really connected to you, to be connected with people of like mind, and to just be able to share some ideas. And thank you so much. And to those people who are clients, I want to listen. Thank you. Thank you so much. I love connecting with you, and I will be available over the next couple of weeks. So to the listeners, to the chat room, to my producer, Jay Varvel, thanks for being here. And please stay tuned for Empowerment with Kelly Whetstone coming up next. This is CA signing out for 2023. Happy holidays and happy new year. I will be back the second, or actually, you know, the ninth, I think, is the first day that I will be back. You have been listening to Everyday Astrology on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world.